We should never forget the ultimate perfection of life is to always remember Sri Krishna and never forget him. Satatam Smaratam Vishnu. This is a Vedic aphorism. Always remember Satatam Smaratam Vishnu. But in order to remember Vishnu, we must remember Sri Guru. Whenever we forget Sri Guru, then we can't remember Krishna. Because Krishna is tied up in the hearts of the Guru. Dharmena tattvam nihitam guhayam. Dharmena tattvam nihitam guhayam. The tattva, the truth of Dharma, and the ultimate truth of Dharma, Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shavyate. Dharma reveals itself in three features according to the adhikar and the viewpoint of the jiva. The absolute truth, or the supreme reality, can reveal himself, or revealing itself becomes Brahman, or the impersonal aspect, the non-tangible, imperceptible, formless Brahman, Brahmeti. And then the Supreme reveals himself as a localized aspect spread throughout the creation in somewhat of a contactable form. You can contact the Paramatma. But the Supreme presentation of the Absolute Truth is the personal conception, the tangible, the seeing conception. You can see the Absolute Truth. You can feel the Absolute Truth. You can hear the Absolute Truth. You can taste the Absolute Truth. Bhagavan iti shabdyate. It's a Bhagavan conception, Krishna conception. So this is the Dharma Tattvam. The ultimate tattva, or truth, or reality, is that God is a person, Purush. Maryada Purushottam, Leela Purushottam, Prem Purushottam, the Supreme Person, Uttam Purush. And this truth, this highest truth, is actually Rahasyam. Sarvaguyatamam. Krishna's telling in Gita. He's telling secrets. Bhagavad Gita is full of secrets. Secret teachings of the Vedas. You hear sometimes catchy titles of books like this. Secret teachings of the Vedas. Everyone is interested in secrets, especially ladies. They love secrets. If you want to spread some news all around the world, as we often say, if you really want to spread some news around the world, and simply tell some woman, this is a secret, don't tell anyone. Then within one day, whatever you tell your wife or sister or whomever, then that whole village will know the secret. But this sarvaguyatamam, guha means cave, means hole or cave or secret, confidential, hidden place. It is a supreme secret of all secrets. And that secret is divine love. That is a secret that is locked in the Gita. This something that is secret, something that is private, it is highly protected. Something that is valuable and secret and private is highly protected. Our jewels, our collection, our family heirloom, our diamonds, our gold bangles, our diamond necklaces and jewels that we have as married women, they're all hidden and locked up in either bank lockers or very securely somewhere in someone's house. They're very secure and hidden, highly protected because they're valuable. So this sarvaguyatamam, the greatest of all secrets, the topmost secret, the supreme secret of Bhagavad Gita is hidden. In the middle of the Bhagavad Gita, this secret is hidden. In the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, there is all kinds of barbed wire and electric fences and landmines and moats and alligators and all kinds of barricades to protect this valuable jewel, this topmost secret. And those barricades and landmines, this is karma. So Bhagavad Gita begins with karma. Karma is in the front side, and if you try to steal this great secret from the back side, then you will run into a wall of gyan. So in the middle of Bhagavad Gita, from chapter 7 to chapter 12, is the great jewel of Bhagavad Gita. This is the greatest secret. And this is where the Prem Dharma is hidden. In the front, Bhagavad Gita, 6 chapters, karma. Then 6 chapters, bhakti. Then 6 chapters, gyan. This is the constituents of the Bhagavad Gita. So this most rare secret of divine love, to always think of Krishna, the person, to worship Krishna, the person, to offer respects to Krishna, the person, and to love Krishna, the person, this is the greatest secret teaching of the Vedas. And this is the Dharma Tattvam. This is the highest pinnacle of religious conception. Krishna Prem. Prema Pumartha Mahan. And this particular truth is hidden. Dharmasya Tattvam Nihitam Guhayam. Guha. Again, Guhayam. This is from Mahabharata. Bhishma Parva. Mahajano Yena Katasupanta. This is one line from the same verse. So this truth, this ultimate highest truth, that God is a person and God is the abode and reservoir of love, is hidden in the hearts of the most developed and advanced devotees. So this greatest love of the Lord has been expressed and revealed in a place called Vrindavan. It is higher than Vaikuntha, it is higher than Mathura, it is just Brajadam, Vrindavan. And even Vrindavan has its hierarchy of places, that each place is more and more saturated with divine love. So Vrindavan proper has more expression of divine love or divine rapture or rasa than Mathura. There is sweetness here in a very purified and condensed form. It's called Madhura Rati. The intense sweetness of love of God is compacted and expressed in its fullest measure in Brajadam, Brajabhumi. But even then, love becomes richer and more charming and more intimate and more beautiful and fulfilling in different places in Vrindavan. So that in Vrindavan, one of the topmost places in Vrindavan is the Rasastali. This is Sringarvat, Sevakunj, Nidiban, Yamunapulin, Dir Shamir, Govindastali, the Yogapit. These are all the places that are involved in the Rasa dance. All of these places are part and parcel of Krishna's Rasa Leela, Maharas dance. And it's very much a high place. So Rupa Goswami is telling in Upadesh Amrit that higher than Vaikuntha is Mathura, and because Krishna took his birth there and sanctified the world by his divine appearance on Janmashtami at midnight. So Krishna appeared at midnight and Radharani appeared at midnight. Radharani appeared at midnight here at Govardhan. So Rupa Goswami is telling higher than Mathura, that is honored eternally as being the Janamstan of Sri Krishna, higher than Mathura, Janamstan, is the Rasastali of Vrindavan. Vrindavan in general, Jurasikosh, Vrindavan, Brajmandal, but specifically the Rasastali. And higher than the Rasastali is Govardhan. Because in Rasastali, especially in the Maharas dance, there are different categories of divine personalities collected there. Of course, there's Sri Krishna. Rasa Bihari is there, Rasa Bihari. And so many gopikas. But those gopikas, some of them are sadhana siddha gopis. They've attained perfection in sadhana over thousands of lives or thousands of years, like the sadhana, the Rishichari gopis and the Munichari gopis from Dandakaranya forest. They were doing tapasya from Treta Yuga all the way to the end of Dwapara Yuga. And that's for thousands and thousands of years. And finally, by the mercy of Lord Ramachandra, their sankalpa to become gopis was fulfilled by Krishna. These are called the sadhana siddha or the munichari sadhana siddha gopis. So they collected there at the rasasthali and entered the rasa dance. So the flavor, of course, all flavors are there. And the rasa dance is the complete expression of the gona and mukhi rasas are all touched there and experienced there in the rasa dance. But Govardhan is higher than the rasasthali because there are many selected areas around the Govardhan Parikrama Marg, selected kunjas and nikunjas, and specifically in Govardhan Hill itself, there are many rahasya gufa, or you can say kandara, caves inside the Govardhan, where Krishna enjoys with the most intimate selected group of nityasiddha parikars, his eternal associates, Srimati Radharani and her Kaya Vyuha expansions. Kaya Vyuha. Vyuha means expansion, Kaya means body, Manovakya Kayo, we say Manovakya Kayo. So these divine expansions of Radharani are known as the Ashtasakis, Lalita, Vishaka, Champak, Chitra, Induleka, Tungavidya, Sudevi, Rangadevi. These are the Ashtashakis, Radharani's Ashtashakis. And then Lita has her Ashtashakis, and Vishaka has her Ashtashakis. And all together they make 64 Ashtashakis, and 108 Ashtashakis, and 1008. These are all expansions of Radharani's divine form. So they're very intimate, they're eternal, and they're full of Mahabhav. With this group of gopis, Krishna enjoys specifically in Govardhan, in the various places, Shamkuti and Gwalpakor and Punchari Rasasthali, Chandra Sarovara. And then higher than Govardhan, which is the topmost of all possible places, according to Rupa Manjari or Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, is Sri Radha Kund. Because around Govardhan Hill, there are Leela Stalis of Nitya Siddha Parishads that are not only Paksha Sakis, not only in Radharani's group, but there are Vipaksha Sakis. There are some Sakis in the rival party, you could say. And those are the Sakis Chandravali, Padma, Shaibya. I just can't remember. So many, and these Sakis are also Kayo Vyuha of Radharani. Chandravali is considered to be Radharani's sister. So, because Radharani's father is Vrishabhanu. Vrishabhanu's brother is Chandrabhanu. Chandrabhanu is the father of Chandravali. So it's very, they're exactly, in Indian culture, they would be called cousin sisters, because Radharani's father is the brother of Chandravali's father. Is it clear? So they're oftentimes they're described as sisters, but as is often found in a family, sometimes two sisters are in love with the same boy. So this can be a little problematic if two sisters are in love with one man. And that's the case. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasabhya Vritya. There is one Eki Ishvara, Eki enjoyer Krishna. So these gopis, Chandravali, she has her Leela Stali at Govardhan and Sakhi Stali. It's called Sakhi Stali and Gorikund. Gorikund and Sakhi Stali and Gorikund. So she and Krishna enjoys her association in these selected areas of Govardhan. But higher than Govardhan, and why it's higher than Govardhan, is a special place at Govardhan known as Sri Radha Kund. It's Sri Radha Kund, which is sometimes called Sri Kund. Shamakund is also there, of course. But everywhere we're right, it's written about Radha Kund, everywhere. someone is coming from Vrindavan, they say, I am going to Radhakund, generally. The map says Radhakund. And if you look at any books, they talk about the glories of Radhakund. People write books about the glories of Radhakund. They don't write books about the glories of Shyamakund, but they're included also. Because if you glorify Radhakund, then obviously Krishna will be connected there, because they are inseparable. So here is, we are somehow or other, by the mercy of Sri Guru, we are sitting on the banks of specifically Shyamakund at the holy abode of Radhakund. So this inestimable fortune is only possible by the prasad of Guru Prasad, Yasya Prasada, Bhagavat Prasado, Yasya Prasada Nagatika Topi. And if we trace back the source of this mercy began with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the most merciful avatar, Namo Maha Avaranyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gorachase Nama. He came to this holy abode of Vrindavan after Kartik. At the end of Kartik, he came and stayed on Kartik. He arrived on Kartik Purnima, which is about 2-3 weeks from now. And he stayed for 2 months visiting all the holy places of Vrindavan. And he came here and revealed Radhakund, which was hidden. The truth of Radhakund was hidden in the fields of Aritagram. This village was known previously as Aritagram, after Aristasura, who was the infamous bull that was tried to disturb Krishna's Leela. And he was sent to the lower regions. Well, actually, he was liberated, but he was liberated. He was killed by Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya came here and he discovered Radhakund. And then later, the next person to come along to develop Radhakund was Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were doing bhajan here. And Sanatana Goswami's bhajan stali is in Madan Mohan Mandir. Rupa Goswami's bhajan stali, you can go to the location, but you have to see that bhajan place by the eyes of Prema, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochan Janena, because the actual place is somewhat covered by cement and buildings and other such things. But the location is quite near Sanatana Goswami's bhajan kutir. So they were doing bhajan, and then Raghunath Das Goswami came to Govardhan after Lord Chaitanya left this world and the Gadadhar Pandit left this world in 1536. And Das Goswami could not bear to live anymore in the absence of Gadadhar and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So he came here to jump from Govardhan Hill and give up his life there. He met Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis, and they encouraged him that he had a lot to offer. He had a lot to contribute to the world, and he should continue to live for the benefit of others. There was no need to sacrifice his body, although he was burning in separation from the Lord, and great viraha agni, his heart was on fire. He could barely sustain his life. But somehow, with the encouragement of Rupa and Sanatan, they said, listen, Das Goswami, why don't you stay here on the banks of Shyamakund, and you do bhajan here, and you speak about the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because you, more than any of us, more than any of the six Goswamis, you spent 16 long years in the direct association of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. How much you have heard, how much you have seen, how much you have assimilated and realized, no one could guess or estimate. So there are many thirsty Vaishnavas. They're very eager to hear Harikatha. They're very eager to hear the wonderful Mahima of Mahaprabhu. So for them, stay around a little while longer for the benefit of the devotees. So now Das Goswami started doing bhajan in Radhakund. And then by his mercy and by the arrangement of Lord Chaitanya and Radharani, Radhakund was developed into a large area, which you see today. So this place of Radhakund is very, very special because only the direct expansions of Radharani are here serving Krishna. It's Radharani and her Ashtasakis and Astamanjaris, and a small, very small confidential group. Chandravali cannot come here. There's no entry for any rival party. So because of the type of love that's experienced here and the type of rasa and ecstatic exchanges that go on at Radhakund, this is considered to be the topmost place, because the flavor of love, the experience and happiness that Krishna derives from associating with Radharani and her immediate group of sakis, her paksha sakis, her Priyanarma sakis and Parama Prishta sakis, her most intimate confidants, it can't compare with anywhere else in Vrindavan or anywhere else around Govardhan Hill. So this, the highest truth of Dharma, which is the highest expression of divine ecstasy, or the highest expression of divine love, is right here at Radhakund. So this dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam, the highest truth of Dharma is the divine love that is exchanged between Krishna and the gopis at Radhakund. And this truth has heretofore been hidden in the heart of Rupa Goswami. It was actually hidden in the heart of many great Vaishnavas. Many great Vaishnavas have come to Radhakund and relished this intimate, sweetest love of Radha and Krishna, the gopis. Anim Bharkacharya came here, Madhavendra Puri came here, Vallabhacharya came here, Lord Nityananda came here, many, many great saints and acharyas, of course, the Supreme Lord himself, Lord Nityananda, then finally Lord Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. And even today, their visits here and their bhajan here is commemorated by what we call a bhajan stali, or baitak. There is Mahaprabhu Vallabhacharya. Vallabhacharya is also revered by the Vallabhas from Gujarat as Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu Vallabhacharya. And it's an interesting coincidence, because there's many Vaitaks around Radhakund and Shamakund, but right exactly where Vallabhacharya has his Vaitak, or sitting place, is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Vaitak. I mean, it could be anywhere, it could be located anywhere, but somehow or other, by coincidence, the two Mahaprabhus are right next to each other. So many times Gaudiya Vaishnavas come and they ask me, they say, please take me to Mahaprabhu's Baitak. So then the rickshawala, whomever, he brings them to Vallabhacharya's Baitak. And they go in there and they say, yes, this is Mahaprabhu's Baitak, the sitting place of Mahaprabhu. And then the panda there starts talking all about Vallabhacharya. And the Gaudiya Vaishnava says, wait a minute, what about Lord Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Oh, that Mahaprabhu. Oh, that Baitak's 50 feet this way. So there's some confusion that often happens. So finally, this truth of Radhakund was hidden in the heart of Raghunath Das Goswami. And then he revealed it in his writings, Vilap Kusumanjali, which is Stavavali, and Rupa Goswami revealed the truth of his heart in Upadeshamrita. Now the greatest secret, the Sarvaguyatamam, which is the greatest love mentioned in Gita, this always think of Krishna, and worship him. No one thinks of Krishna more than the Brajagopis, and no one worships Krishna more than the Brajagopis, and no one is more submissive and surrendered to Krishna than the Brajagopis. And of all the Brajagopis, Srimati Radharani is the most surrendered, the most dedicated, and the most absorbed in remembering Krishna. And this is Radharani's bhajan stali. This is Radharani's lila stali, Sri Radha Kund. So this greatest of all secrets was actually hidden from the entire Western world for the last thousands and thousands of years. But the greatest Vaishnava and the greatest worshipper of Srimati Radharani that has walked on the face of the earth in the last 100 years decided to share this secret with the entire world. He was inspired by Sri Rupa Goswami when he was living at Sevakunj doing his bhajan. He was inspired by Sri Rupa Goswami to reveal this greatest secret, this highest expression of tattva, dharma tattva, dharmasya tattvam guhitam nihayam. He was inspired by Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami because this great personage, this great saint, he would regularly visit Radhakund when he was living in Vrindavan, and he would regularly visit Govardhan. And his last wish and aspiration, very last wish and aspiration before he left this world to enter the Nitya Lila, was please take me to Govardhan so I can see my cherished Govardhan and see my Radhakund. So this greatest of all devotees of Radharani, this Radharani Premi Bhakta, absorbed in Madhurya Prem, he decided to unleash and reveal the greatest secret of his heart to the world. So this great personality went about translating the sacred secret teachings of Prema Dharma. He went about translating the greatest treasure of all books known as Upadesh Amrita. And he gave it the English title Nectar of Instruction. And then that book was distributed all around the world, in every language of the world, to reveal the greatest truth of Dharma, the highest expression of divine love, the pure love of Radharani for Krishna. And that greatest personality is Nitya Lila Pravishno Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. So now this is what is known. Radhakund is known as an open secret. It has been open to the entire world because Srila Prabhupada's heart is universal. Srila Prabhupada's heart is all-encompassing. Srila Prabhupada's heart goes in every direction, to every continent, to every human being. Let every human being on every continent of the world come to Radhakund. Let them all bathe here. I was serving, or trying to serve, let's say, Srila Prabhupada in Los Angeles in 1975. And that was the headquarters, or still is, headquarters for the BBT. The books were all being laid out there and designed, and paintings, everything produced there, firstly in English, and subsequently translated into other languages of the world. In various BBTs, Italian BBT, Spanish BBT, Swedish BBT, Indian BBT, etc. But firstly, the books were produced, Srila Prabhupada's books were translated by himself into English and published in English. This was the first language. And from there, the English editions were later translated. When this book was going to print, the production manager for the BBT, his name was Rameshwar Das Brahmachari at the time. A year later, he took sannyas. He said, Srila Prabhupada, we have a plan to print 2,000 copies of Nectar of Instruction because it is a very esoteric book, and 2,000 copies should be plenty of copies, or maybe 5,000 copies, to give to your disciples and the close followers of ISKCON, your members of ISKCON. And Prabhupada said, "What?" And he put his hand down. "What is this? You should print 100,000 copies. Print 100,000 copies." And then the production manager, Rameshwar Das, tried to reason with Srila Prabhupada. Said, "Srila Prabhupada, this is a very esoteric book about Vacho Vegam, Manasakrota Vegam, Jiva Vedam, Udra Pashta Vegam, etc. Controlling the senses and loving dealings with devotees and living on the banks of Radhakund and the Siddhadeha and engaged in Astakalya Lila Smaran and Manasi Seva. These are very high, very esoteric, secret topics of Gaudiya Vaishnavism." And Prabhupada said, "No, I want everyone to read this book. Let this book be distributed far and wide." So, as his will was, this has been executed, and this book has been distributed everywhere. And interestingly enough, the production manager was proved completely wrong, that although this book seems very esoteric, at least it goes in that direction, we saw that the most popular book that was being sold in America amongst young people, especially followers of other yoga groups and meditating groups, and it's so-called followers of India and teachers and whatnot, the most popular book where they were coming regularly to our temple to buy was Nectar of Instruction. Because I was involved with book distribution, and I was amazed that they would never come to the temple, they would never buy any other book. They were not interested in Bhagavad Gita, which we say is ABCs of spiritual life. They were not interested in the Reservoir of Pleasure or Isha Upanishad or Krishna book, but they would come and say, "Well, you have this book, this nectar book, something nectar instruction." "Yes, yes." And they say, "Oh, give us 10 copies. We want 20 copies for our yoga studio. We want 50 copies for our TM class, this and that." And I would ask them, I said, "What is this? What do you get from this book? It seems, oh, this book is very, very good. This Swami Bhaktivedanta, this book is very good. These instructions are so powerful. You have to control you can't do yoga unless you control your senses. You have to control your mind. And you have to make friendships and be open-minded with people and loving. These are very good teachings, very important. Our Guruji told us to buy these books." Srila Prabhupada ki. So you can see that Prabhupada knows what he's talking about. He knows the past, present, and future. So because of the mercy of Prabhupada and all the great acharyas, we're all sitting here on this most holy of all nights. And it's interesting that, as we said before, Bhagavan Sri Krishna appeared at midnight, and Krishna was a Vajramas, Krishna Ashtami. And today, Radharani is appearing in Krishna Ashtami in Kartik month, or it's called Damodar month, because this is the appearance of Radhakund, midnight. So Krishna appears at midnight, Radharani appears at midnight. So they're both in line here. So we thought we could read something about the glories which we've done over the last 14 celebrations. And we were thinking before we initiated this preparation program that what will we say to of tonight, or what? Because there's only a fixed number of books that has specific references about Radhakund, and we've been speaking from these same books for 14 years on this evening to various encouraging devotees and respectful devotees that come to hear something about the glories of Radhakund. But somehow, by the mercy of Sri Guru, something different always comes out. And it's interesting to me because I'm also listening. And maybe it's interesting to you. That would be hopeful. But at any rate, now we'll read the standard text, because this is pretty much the system of all festivals and holidays, that we have standard text which we read from. And this program will conclude in about 50 minutes. And then we can go take a bath in Holy Kund. This is a collection of quotations from various Puranas that Sanatana Goswami has collected to educate us about the glories of different activities and how to perform different activities for the pleasure of the Lord. This is from Padma Puran. This talks about the Bahulashtami Brat. There's Kartik Brat, Chandrayana Brat, Chaturmasya Brat. There's many, many Bratas in the Vedic life. And this one is called the Bahulashtami Brat. And it's not very difficult to observe, like some Brats. So Padma Puran is telling Govardhana Giro Ramye Radha Kundam Priyam Hare Kartike Bahulashtamyam Tatrasnatva Hare Priyaha Naro Bhakto Vavit Vipras Tadditasya Pratoshanam. Radha Kundam Priyam Hare. So the translation is given here. Sri Radha Kund, which is very dear to Lord Krishna, is situated at the foot of Govardhan Hill. Govardhan Hill is a most enchanting place and a foremost devotee of the Lord. Hari. Radha Kund manifested at midnight on the eighth day of the waning moon in the month of Kartik. By bathing in Radha Kund, one becomes a dear devotee of Lord Hari. Snatva Hari Priya. It's quite easy to understand that. Tatra Snatva Hari Priyaha. Hari Priya Swamini Radhe Radhe. So we become very dear to Hari by bathing. So we bathe every day. It's very interesting. Everyone in Coimbatore, or in Delhi, or Bombay, or wherever they happen to come from, or hail from, as they say, Punjabi Bagh, they're bathing once, twice, thrice in a day, depending on their desire. But it is beneficial, it's hygienic, and it's healthful to bathe, obviously, purifying. But simply by bathing, you do not become Hari Priya. You do not become Hari Priya. But this, and it's also water, this is also water, it appears to be water, but when we hear from the sacred text, then we understand that Radha Kund appears to my mundane senses that this is some type of liquid, some type of water. Yes, in fact, it is liquid. It is liquid, it's liquid prem. Radha Kund is the prem sarup of Radharani, and Krishna Kund or Shama Kund is the prem sarup of Sri Krishna, Bhagavan. And yes, it is water. It is water. Water means rasa. It is full of ras, rasa. Rasoham apsakonteya prabhasmi shashi suriyo. Krishna says, I am the rasam, rasam apsu. I am the taste of water. I am the light of the sun and the moon. So yes, Radha Kund is liquid. Liquid prem, and Radha Kund is water, it is rasa. It is full of ras, divine rapture, divine sentiments. But see the unique position of this liquid prem and this ras, this so-called water. You bathe here and you become Hari Priya. Hari Priya is a name for Srimati Radharani. She is Hari Priya Swamini. There's one song where this line is there, Hari Priya Swamini Radhe Radhe. So the Swamini, Swami and Swamini, Radha and Krishna. So such a wonderful, amazing, mystical place is Radha Kund. Simply bathe and we get this benefit. By bathing in Radhakund, one becomes a dear devotee of Lord Hari. Bathing at Radhakund is very pleasing to Lord Hari. So first you become dear. This is what bathing in Radhakund does for you. It makes you, or me, the bather, we become very dear. We become Hari Priya. We become dear to Krishna. Now, what does our bathing in Radhakund do for Krishna? For us, it elevates us to the most unbelievable position of becoming Hari Priya. Radharani is Hari Priya. So we come into the Sangha of personalities like Hari Priya Swamini, Srimati Radharani, by this bathing in Radhakund. But what does our bathing in Radhakund do for Krishna? It makes him toshanam. It says, taddi tasya pratoshanam. Pratoshanam, when in this prefix pra means prakrishnarena. Prakrishnarena means excessively toshan, toshanam. Toshanam means satisfied. Extremely, prakrishnarena toshanam. Pratoshanam means that Krishna becomes really satisfied, pleased, when we bathe in Radhakund. Can you imagine? Do you think it's easy to please Bhagavan Sri Krishna? There are great yogis and great saints that are doing extreme austerities just to get a glimpse of the toenails of Paramatma, the rays of the toenails. They're doing austerities for thousands of years. But pleasing, they are trying to get some accomplishment by Ashtanga Yoga or the royal path of Raj Yoga with such difficulty and so much tapasya and hardship and penance, and they may get a glimmer of a glance of a ray from the ruby-like toenails of Chaturbhuj Narayan Paramatma. And we fortunate souls coming in the mercy, it's called the Rupa Nuga Dara. Dara means the current, the river, the merciful, the followers, Anugata. We are Rupa Goswami, Anugata, Anugatya. We are following the line of Rupa Goswami. His mercy has been extended to us through the Upadeshamrita text and through the mercy of his parampara from Rupa to Raghunath, from Raghunath to Vishwanath, and coming down to our Guru Parampara, and that mercy has been extended to all of us. We simply take a bath, simply by bathing. What's the big deal? To bathe in Radhakund. And you pratoshanam, Hari pratoshanam. You give the most extreme satisfaction to Lord Hari. But so many people that come here, I came to Radhakund. Did you take a bath? No. Oh, why are you so selfish? Okay, you don't want to take a bath, but don't you want to make Bhagavan happy? Don't you want to make Krishna happy? Don't you want to satisfy? Maybe you don't have time, this and that. Not okay, forget about your sake. Think about him, make him happy, satisfy him. It's to satisfy him. Just like we can't really appreciate Bhagavan so far, but we can appreciate our Gurudev. And when we bathe, we think that we're doing this to please our Gurudev. Because when Srila Prabhupada, you can see in the conversations, in November 10th in 1977, which was 4 days before Srila Prabhupada left this world. He left this world on November 14th at 7:20 p.m. in the evening. He left this world to enter into the Pradosh, or the Shayan Leela of the Lord in Vrindavan, 6 o'clock to 8:36 in the evening, Shayan Leela. He chose to enter at that time, the Nitya Leela Pravishta Om Vishnupad. They say Nitya Leela Pravishta means entering the Nitya Leela. So he left that time. But 4 days before he left, on November 10th, he had a meeting with his disciples, and they said, Prabhupada, the bullock cart is ready to take you on Govardhan Parikrama. per your wish, per your last desire or wish, because you're such a Priya Bhakta of Govardhan, and your favorite Radhakund is there, and Govindakund, and Manasi Ganga, and Kusum Sarovar, and Ratnavedi, and Punchari, and Apsarakund, and Navalkund, and Surabikund, and all these beautiful, and Shamkuti, and so many beautiful places are there, all your favorite places of Radha Krishna's pastimes. So this bullock cart is ready to take you on Parikrama. We have mattresses there, and your frail body, your fragile body, sacred divine body can be placed there, and you can be taken. We can take you there to Govardhan. And when we take you on Govardhan Parikrama, we will come to Radhakund. So one devotee disciple asked Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, would you like to bathe in Radhakund? He said, no, I can't, I'm old or whatever. He said, I won't be able to. But please, you all bathe on my behalf. And all, at the time there were about 20 disciples in the room, Prabhupada's disciples. He said, you all bathe in Radhakund on my behalf. So when we take bath in Radhakund, we like to think that the Shastras are telling that this is pratoshanam. This gives excessive pleasure to Madhav, Shamsundar, Damodara Sri Krishna. And we can think like that. But I have not much connection with Krishna, but I have a very strong connection with Srila Prabhupada, because he accepted me as his disciple. So when I bathe in Radhakund, I think, Srila Prabhupada, I'm bathing on your behalf. I'm bathing on your behalf. And I have that mentality. And my guru said, you all bathe on my behalf. So I know that if I'm bathing in Radhakund, I'm giving great pleasure to my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Because I want to increase the pleasure of my guru, Sri Gurave Namaha. I want to increase the pleasure of my guru, because a disciple lives for the pleasure of the guru. Guru Toshanam Hari Toshanam. Guru ne kushi, Bhagavan ne kushi. Samaste. Guru kushi, Bhagavan kushi. Kushi means happy, satisfied. If guru is happy, yasya prasada, Bhagavat prasada. Krishna's mercy, guru's mercy. Not, doesn't stop there. Guru's satisfaction, Krishna's satisfaction. Guru's dissatisfaction, Krishna's dissatisfaction. You make guru unhappy, then Krishna's unhappy. It's not a good idea. It's not a good idea to make guru unhappy. Because love me, what do we say in English? Love me? Love me, love my dog. They say it like this in America. So the disciple has his collar, he has his collar, his neck beads, mala, kanti mala, and he's controlled, he's vashibhut, guru vashibhut. He's controlled by the guru. So his aim and ambition is to please the guru, Guru Toshanam. So all of the devotees in this room are going to give great satisfaction to Krishna by bathing in Radhakund. And this is the sankalp, this is the meditation. I'm not bathing here to collect benefits. I'm not a collector. I'm not bathing here to collect sukriti. I'm not bathing here to collect punya. I'm not bathing here. In the Hindi calendar, it says, Panchayana, it says, Dam Pati Brat. Dam Pati Brat. The husband and wife come here, childless husbands and wives come here. They buy a special kind of gourd, special kind of pumpkin, which is inedible. And they put some coins inside. You're supposed to put five kinds of metal, gold, silver, etc. But the ritual has become a little bit modified due to present-day poverty. So they put some iron. The coins of India are made of iron with some silver paint on them. They're made of 80 or 90% iron. They're not even copper. And that's why the children go around with magnets from old radios. They get a magnet from an old radio speaker. They tie a string around it and they throw it in Radhakund and go fishing for rupee coins. rupee coins. And the coins are in the, under the water. Boom! They stick on a magnet because they're iron. You know, iron and a magnet, they like each other. So the coins aren't even copper. So you put a few iron coins inside because the five metals are copper. Maybe iron is one of them, I suppose. But silver, gold, iron, copper, etc. At any rate, and it's they tie their dhoti and sari together and they hold the pumpkin and they pray to Radhakun, please give us a bacha, ek bacha dehi. Bacha dehi, bacha dehi, bacha dehi. So invariably, they often get a child. So this is the motivation of most people that are coming here. I want something. But a Vaishnava, a Gaudiya Vaishnava, he's not a businessman. He exists for the pleasure of the Lord. This is divine love. I exist for your happiness. What will give you? Natanam na janam na sundaram, kavitam va jagadishka. What do I want? If you don't want money, if you don't want money, and you don't want wealth, then what are you doing in the material world? You don't want money or wealth, and you don't want women, and you don't want prestige, then what are you doing here? Because that's all it's about. It's all about men looking for women, women looking for men, and both of them looking for money. So if you're not interested in men or women, and you're not interested in money, then you have there's no business. And this is bhakti. Bhakti is not business. It's no self-interest. That's called art. Dharma art kam moksha. But this is prem dharma. This is prem means pleasing the beloved at all costs. So we bathe here. Devotees come here to bathe to please Krishna. Because it says anyone who bathes here on Balashmi gives great pleasure to the Lord. And you become a great devotee of the Lord. What does it mean to be Hari Priya? Tatrasnatva Hari Priya. To become a great devotee of the Lord means that you do more service to the Lord and give him more pleasure. That's what it means. Instead of, now we serve the Lord a few hours a day and sleep and eat and goof off for the rest of the time. Because we're not Hari Priya. We're Maya Priya. We're all Maya Priya. We're very dear to Maya. And very dear and very near to Maya. So we spend most of our time, spend 8 hours a day sleeping, eight hours a day collecting money for our enjoyment, that's 16. Then we spend 4 hours eating, that's 20. And we spend 4 hours fighting with our wife and husband and friends. So that's 24 hours. And somewhere in there we chant a few rounds and read a page of Bhagavatam and fall asleep. So we're not exactly Hari Priya. But if we become Hari Priya, then 24 hours a day, we're doing Astakaliya Seva. We're serving Krishna at every moment. So maybe you don't want to bathe in Radhakund. Be careful, because if we bathe in Radhakund, the scriptures are telling us we'll become Hari Priya. If we become Hari Priya, then Maya's finished. Be careful. It's not too late. Are you sure? I mean, you don't have to bathe. You still have time to run away. Yata radha priya vishnos tasya kundam priyam tata sarva gopishu sare vaika vishnaratyanta valava. Just as Srimati Radharani is most dear to Krishna, Sri Radhakund is just as dear to Krishna. Of all the gopis, Radhika is the most beloved of the Lord. This is further Shastra Praman from the Padma Puran. Tatkunde karti kashtam yam snatva pujyo janardana sabodhan yam yata pritis tato bhavet. It is the duty of everyone to bathe at Radhakund on the night of Bahalashtami. It doesn't say, it just says on Bahalashtami. And worship Lord Krishna. As Krishna becomes pleased by the observance of Uttani Ekadashi, which is two Ekadasis from now, Krishna is very pleased with a person who bathes at Radhakund on Bahulashtami. Tat kunde kartikashtamyam, ashtami, and kartik, snatva pujyo janardana, sabodanyam yata pritis tato bhavit. So here, of course, if you examine the Sanskrit, you will not find any words that that say madhya rat. Madhya rat means the middle of the night, midnight. It's simply saying in the Ashtami and Kartik, which is known as Bahulastami today, one should bathe at Radhakund. So many people bathe today. We bathe every day. And we bathe in the two kunds this morning and did puja of Bhagavan, Janardhan. But as Janmastami is glorified throughout the Puranas and other literatures, and there are so many auspicious and wonderful activities and devotional expressions that are recommended to be performed on Janmastami in Bhadramas. Fasting, of course, and chanting so many prayers and doing prikamas and darshans and charity and many activities that can be done throughout the day on Janmastami. And they're all recommended and mentioned in Shastra, and one derives so much sukriti and good pious results from that. But what is really the most important activity on Janmastami is to observe the time of the actual appearance of the Lord. And the Lord appears at midnight on Janmastami. So the Vaishnavas, Krishna Vaishnavas, they will stay up till midnight to honor the Lord. Lord's appearance. So similarly, in Bahulastami, if we bathe here simply on Bahulastami on the day, we'll become very, it says, we'll please Krishna. He's very pleased. And it's a duty of everyone to bathe on this day. But why we are bathing at midnight to celebrate the actual appearance of the kunds. So this is some mention of the glories of Radhakund. I would like to actually read the formation of Radhakund. A very interesting story. And this is... this is actually also from Padma Puran. But as everyone knows, this is in chapter 36 of the Bhagavatam, 10th canto. So Krishna, of course, this comes after the Maharas dance. Chapter 33 is the Maharas dance in Vrindavan at the Rasasthali. And Radharani was a little upset at that Rasa dance. And one time she left that Rasa dance, and Krishna was, he had to mollify and pacify Radharani, because she saw so many newcomer gopis in the Rasa dance, as I mentioned, the Rishicharis and the Municharis and the Devakanyas and many different personalities who came in gopi sarup and entered that Rasa dance as the fruit of their self-realization in previous lives. They got gopi forms and were able to serve Krishna by dancing there. Radharani didn't feel so relaxed, and so the same exaltation and ras, and the same happiness that she feels when she's with all of her intimate friends. So knowing that, Krishna arranged for a very special rasa dance at this place, which of course there was no Radhakund. But later, afterwards, after this Leela, then regularly Krishna would have rasa dance here at Radhakund in some forest areas, some clear areas in the forest surrounding Radhakund. Krishna would come and have rasa dance. So Krishna came, and it's explained here that in the Padma Purana verse it says that Krishna came and Ardha Pradosh. Krishna called the gopis, which is per his it says here, Pradosh Arde Kadachit Tu Rasa Sakte Janardane Shasyansa Mado Goshtam Arishta Samupagata. This is Vishnu Puran. Vishnu Puran, Padma Puran, Skanda Puran, many Purans, of course, Bhagavat Puran, they narrate the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan with slightly different angle of vision. But the Bhagavat Puran is unique and special in that it brings out the actual intimate rasas of the hearts of the Braj Gopis. Rather than just reporting the different pastimes, it's the Rasa Shastra. And this was the culmination of the final book that was written and developed in Samadhi Bhashya by Vedavyas to satisfy his yearning to be fulfilled, or to fulfill his yearning to glorify Krishna fully. So here it's saying that one time, halfway through the Pradosh period, Lord Janardhan was eager to perform the Rasa dance. At that time, Aristasura madly entered the cowherd village, terrifying everyone. Although generally it's depicted in the Nectar of Devotion, there's even a painting there, that Aristasura is entering the village in the daytime, and the gopis are running off the pathway and embracing some tamal trees, which they, in their fear, in their intense fear, in this bhaya-ras, this gona-ras of fear, they think that this tamal tree is actually Krishna. Because in the branches of the tamal tree, there's a peacock. Peacock is perched there, and its peacock feathers are there, of course, with their eye and everything. And they see the peacock feather in the top of the tree, and they see the dark bark of the tree, the dark color, blackish-gray color of the trunk of the tree. And they think, oh, is Krishna standing there? And there is his peacock feather. And there's some little flowers in the tree, and the flowers are, the tamal flowers are basically white, slightly cream color, a little bit yellow. So seeing all the flowers, they think the flowers, they mistake the flowers to be Krishna's Pitambara dhoti, yellow dhoti, and they mistake the dark bluish black trunk of the tamal tree to be Krishna's beautiful form, Tribhanga Lalitam, Niyataprakasham, Sham Sundarganasham. And they mistake the yellow flowers to be the yellow dhoti, and they mistake the peacock feather to be the peacock, the Mor Mukut. I say, oh, Krishna, help, help! This huge, ferocious bull is pawing the ground and attacking us, and they run to the tamal tree, Krishna, please, and they embrace him, as if as a little child would run to his mother and jump in her arms when he sees something fearful or experiences something fearful. So this was half Ardha Pradosh. Pradosh Kal is from 8:36 in the evening until 10:48 in the evening. So halfway through means about 9:30 at night. According to Vishnu Puran, in this Leela, which kind of fits together with this whole appearance of Radhakund, of killing Aristasura was at night. And it's very interesting to note that Aristasura was black. He was totally jet black, like the darkest night. And he came on Krishna Ashtami, which is also a fairly dark night, not much moon in the sky at this time of Ashtami. And because it's going to Amavasya soon, Diwali is on Amavasya. So he attacked at that time, and it says that Krishna was eager to perform a rasa dance. So first he was eager to perform the rasa dance here at this place. Then Aristasura came, and Krishna, of course, killed him, and that's described. And then, but he was a bull. Aristasura is a bull. This is Gohatya. This is a sin. In Manu Samhita and everywhere, you cannot kill. The Dharma personified is a bull. The cow and the bull, Gaya and Brisha, they're the personifications of Dharma. You cannot kill a cow or a bull. It's a great, very big sin, Gohatya. So the gopis, when Krishna, after killing him, Krishna played the flute and called all the gopis here to this area. And they said, listen, he said, let's have a rasa dance. And he said, forget it. You're contaminated. You're carrying the sin of killing this Aristasura, this bull. So this whole dialogue went on with the gopis. And Vishnu Chakravarti, he describes that. It simply says from the Puranas, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. It's not in the Padma Puran, because I have the Padma Puran in English. This story is not there. Maybe in Vishnu Puran, which I also have, and I haven't seen this story, but some Puran, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has brought out this story, which is kind of lengthy, but we'll see what we can do, because this is all about the appearance. Usually on the appearance of Krishna, you describe how he appeared. And on the appearance of Nisringa, you describe how he appeared. This is the proper, bhajan krama, or the sequence of bhajan. You glorify the day, then you speak about the actual appearance. So he's saying that the gopis came, Krishna played his flute and he called them, and then they came, and then they saw what happened. There was blood everywhere, and there's this dead bull lying on the ground, and Krishna has a few drops of blood here and there on his chest and his feet and his hands. And of course Krishna, I suppose, mostly washed it off. A few drops here and there. So the gopis say, Masman sprish adya vrishabhar dana hanta mugdha goro sura yaman ayit krishna tadapya yam go vritro yata dvija ihast yai niskrita kim shudyad bhavams tribhuvana stita tirta krishtrat. The innocent young gopi said, Ah, Krishna, don't touch us now. O killer of a bull, alas, even though Arishta was a terrible demon, still he was a bull. So you will have to undergo prayaschitta, or atonement, just as Lord Indra did after killing Britrasura. But how can you purify yourself without going to all the tirthas, taking the trouble to visit every tirtha and holy place in the three worlds? Krishna replied, Why should I have to wander throughout the entire universe? Listen, simply by my will, I will bring countless pilgrimage places here, right to this place. I will take my bath right here in all those places. Now watch me. With this, Lord Mukunda struck his heel on the ground, the heel of his foot. Then he said, Listen, look, Gopikas. Here's the Bhagavati River from Patala Ganga. This is the Patala Ganga. And then he said, Listen, O holy places, please come here. He was invoking them. All holy tirthas, all sacred tirthas, please come here to this place. And they all appeared before Krishna. Then Krishna spoke to the gopis. See, look. Look, gopis. There's Prayagraj. There's Kashi, there's Haridwar, there's all the places right here. There's Ganga, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri. There's Patal Ganga, and Akash Ganga, and Alakananda Ganga, and there's Mandakini Ganga, Celestial Ganga. All the rivers are here. Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu. And then he says, See all the... And the gopi said, We don't see what you're describing. Then the persona of each of those holy places personified with Anjali, with folded palms, spoke to the gopis. The personification of the salt ocean, Lavanya Sagar, he stood up and said, I am the salt ocean. Then the other one stood up, I am the ocean of milk. I am the Amar Dirgika. I am the Somana River, the Sindhu, the Tamraparni. I am Pushkar. I am Saraswati River, and Gopikas, we are Godavari, Yamuna, and Reva, and we are the Triveni. Just see all of our waters. So then, following the request of the Gopikas, Krishna bathed in all these sacred rivers. Like we have this phrase, Sahasra Tirtha Jal. But Radhakund, not only is it Jal from all the sacred rivers and holy places here, but the holy places themselves are here. So you could call it Sahasra Tirth / and Sahasra Tirtha Jal in one bottle. Shamakun Radhakun Ki Jai. Radhakun Navarbhav Titi Mahotsav Ki Jai. So Krishna went and bathed in all these sacred rivers in Shamakund, what is known as Shamakund. And after purifying himself by the sacred bath, Krishna became very proud and arrogant. He said, "Listen, gopis, look what I have done. I have produced a lake which has all the holy places and all the sacred rivers of the whole universe. Whereas you, gopis, you've never executed any pious duties on this earth for the pleasure of Lord Brahma." Then Srimati Radharani addressed her gopis. "Listen, gopis. I must make an even more beautiful lake than Krishna's. Now come on, let's go to work. Let's dig a lake." So then all the gopis took their kankan. Kankan? Kankan means their bangles. They took off their gold bangles and they started using them for shovels. They started digging and a little bit to the west of Shamkund. And that kund is there. When they drained the kunds, last time was, I think, 87. There's Kankan kund and Bajranab kund. These are the original kunds that were made thousands of years ago. And they're still small walled-in areas underneath the water. You can see when they take all the water out. So having heard these words, the gopis saw some hoof prints just west of Krishna's pond. So they started with dug inside those hoof prints. At a nearby spot, all the gopis began digging up lumps of soft mud with their hands and bangles. In this way, a divine pond manifested in a short span of an hour, Gatika Dwayena. Krishna was astonished to see the lake that the gopis had produced. Then Krishna said, "All right, O Golden One, O Lotus-eyed Radhika, why don't you and your sakis fill your pond by taking water from my pond?" And Radharani replied, No. That's impossible. No. That'll never do. There's no way that we are going to take the water from your pond or lake." "Well, why not?" "Because your lake is contaminated by the terrible sin of killing a cow, Gohatya. What I will do is have my unlimited number of gopis bring pure water from Manasi Ganga, 5 kilometers from here. They will bring this water in billions of pots, which they will expertly carry on their heads, as gopikas often do. In this way, I will fill the lake with my own water, and my lake will become famous and unequaled in the entire world." Well, that's a fact. "Tenaiva kirtim atulam tanavani loke." That's it. Kirti means fame, glories. Atul. Atul means Libra, means balance. Atul means no balance, no equal. Tanavani loke, it will be told, be known, everyone will say. Krishna gestured to a heavenly personality who was an intimate associate of all the holy places. In other words, one person was chosen to be the ambassador of all the holy places. Suddenly that person rose up out of Shamakund and bowed down to Vrishabhanu Nandini and folded his palms, and with tears pouring from his eyes he began praying to Radha in great devotion. "O Devi, even Brahma, who knows all the scriptures, cannot understand your glories. Nor Shiva can understand, and not even Lakshmi can understand your mahima. Only Krishna can understand them. And thus, he feels obliged to personally make sure that you can wash away your perspiration when you are fatigued. Krishna is always anointing your lotus feet with nectarine substances like charu and yavaka. And he decorates your feet with ankle bells. And he feels great happiness and most fortunate simply by satisfying the tips of the toes of your lotus feet Apara siddhi riddhi digda sat padan glina ke kada karishya siyamam kripa kataksha bhajanam. On Krishna's order, we have all come here to live in this most excellent pond, Shamakund, which Krishna created by one stroke of his heel. But only if you feel satisfied with us and bestow upon us your merciful glance, Radha Kripa Kataksh, that the tree of our desire will bear fruit. Hearing this humble entreaty of the representative of all the holy places in Shamakund, Radharani was very pleased, and she said, "Kindly, please, tell me what is your desire." Then they told her plainly, "Oh, our lives would be most successful if we could fill your pond with our water." Glancing at Shamsundar from the corner of her eyes, Vrishabhanu Nandini replied with a smile, "Yes, Ayo. Please come. All the Sakis agreed with her decision and became immersed in the ocean of happiness. Indeed, the beauty of all creatures, mobile and stationary, was enhanced. Thus gaining the grace of Radhika, the holy rivers and lakes in Sri Krishna Kund forcibly broke through the boundary wall separating the two Kunds and swiftly filled Radha Kund with their waters." That's why now the two Kunds are equal height, because they mix at the Sangam. If you bathe in Radha Kund, the water of Shamakund is there. If you bathe in Shamakund, the water of Radha Kund is there. So you bathe in one, you bathe in both automatically. Lord Hari said, "My dear Radha, may this lake of yours become even more famous throughout the world than mine. Mahima adikam astu loke tava kundam mahimam adikam astu loke." So Krishna himself, Radharani, declared it, and Krishna confirmed it. Astu, tatastu, tatastu. Let it happen. May it happen. Indeed, it will happen. The mahima, the glories, adikam, adika, adik means excessive, tremendous, the greatest, more excessive, more glorious, more fame. Astu loke, throughout the world. So Krishna is giving a benediction. And of course, that's why, even to this day, Radha Kunda is much more famous. Then Krishna said, "I will always come to your Radha Kunda and I will bathe and enjoy my water pastimes here. Indeed, Srimati Radhika, your lake is as dear to me as you are." Radha replied, "Yes, Ganesham. Ganesham Radhe Radhe, Ganesham Radhe Radhe, Nikuncha me viraje. Ganesham Radhe Radhe, Nikuncha me viraje. Ganesham Radhe Radhe." Radhika said, "Sham, I will come to your lake. I will come to Shamakund as well. And even though you may kill hundreds of Arista demons right here at this lake, in the future, I declare that anyone who has intense devotion for Shamakund, which is a spot where you chastise Arista, and anyone who bathes at Shamakund, or anyone who resides in on the banks of Shamakund, is sure, guaranteed to become very dear to me. Snayedva sen mamasa eva maha priyostu." So she's saying, "Astu, astu, let it be. Tatastu, tatastu. Snan, vas, mama, mahapriya. My mahapriya." Because earlier we heard that you become Hari Priya. If you bathe in Radhakun, you become Hari Priya. You become dear. But Radharani is saying, if you bathe in Shamakun, you become very dear, mahapriya. Very dear to Radharani by living here on the banks of Shamakund, like Raghunath Das Goswami, like Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, like Jiva Goswami. like Krishna's Kaviraj. They all lived on the banks of Shamakund. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did his bhajan on the banks of Shamakund. Madhavendra Puri did his bhajan on the banks of Shamakund. Nityananda did his bhajan on the banks of Shamakund. And Vallabhacharya did his bhajan on the banks of Shamakund. So this is Radharani's blessing, benediction. Snan Vas Mama Mahapriya. She was rebuking Krishna for killing one Arista demon. You can't touch me. The Rasa dance is off. It's over. It's called off. You have to do Prayaschitta. So then Krishna, for killing that one Arista demon, one cow or one bull rather, Arista, he had to call all the holy places, all that sacred rivers, and bathe in them. And then he became qualified. And now Radharani's saying, okay, you kill 100 Aristas. Kill 100 Aristas right here. I don't care. I'll bathe right here in this lake. So now Radharani's in a different mood. And she personally bathed there. And that lake, a minute before that, she said, I'm not bathing. I'm not taking water from your lake. But then she finally did. And Krishna said, why would I bathe in your lake? It's full of all your karma and sin. Your pap is washed off and taking shelter in that lake. Why should I bathe there? So then, he says, in the future, anyone who has intense devotion for this lake, which is the spot where you killed Arista, anyone who bathes or lives here is sure to become very dear to me. That night, on Baholastami, Krishna initiated a rasa dance at Radhakund. Rasotsamam prakurate sma natacharatro. Rasa utsav, a great festival of ras. Krishnambuddha krita mahara saharsha varsha. Sri Radhika pravara vidyud alankrita shris. Trilokya madhya vidati krita divya kirti. Krishna initiated rasa dance at Radhakund, generating a torrent of the greatest mood of splendorous pleasure. Sri Krishna resembled a rain cloud, and Radhika a brilliant flash of lightning, filling the sky with abundant beauty. In this way, the divine glories of Radhika Sham permeated throughout the entirety of the three worlds. Sri Radha Shamakun Radhakun Ki. The killing of Ristasura. It should be mentioned that Narada Muni, being a great sage, understood that the killing of Arista more or less concluded the pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan. Therefore, Narada, anxious to facilitate the transferal of Krishna's pastimes in Mathura, approached Kamsa and addressed him as follows. So then, after that, after being instigated by Narada Muni, then Kamsa brought out the ultimate weapon, the atom bomb. He sent so many tanks and so many artillery and infantry soldiers to try to kill Krishna, but he didn't want to start a nuclear war. He wanted to do ground warfare. But then he decided to send Keshi, the Keshi demon, who had previously harassed Nanda Baba in Nandagaon. This is described in Harivamsa Puran. That's why Nanda Maharaj left Nandagaon and went there. The Keshi demon is the most ferocious. He's the most ferocious. Agasura, Putana, they're like pansies. They're like nothing. They're like nothing compared to Keshi. You can read in Harivamsa Puran about the ferocity of Keshi. Keshi was a man-eating horse. Man-eating horse. And wherever he would live, it was always stinking like a crematorium or a bunch of dead bodies because he would go and he would eat everyone and then just half eat them and let the body and just sit down in the middle of all these dead bodies. It would rot and stink all the flesh, and he would just sit there. And he was 10 times bigger than Aristasura. He was the most ferocious. He made Kumbhakarna look like a pygmy. Pygmy means a little guy from Africa. A midget, let's say midget, dwarf. He made Kumbhakarna from Ramayana look like a dwarf, look like a pipsqueak. Small timer. is huge. I mean, I don't want to spend a lot of time glorifying demons, but the I'd rather glorify Vrindavan Natabara, Sri Krishna, reality, the beautiful, and that we can spend days on, and we're doing it in our classes. But needless to say, Vedavyas, who has written Hari Vamsa Puran, he spends several pages describing the vicious, vile activities. So previously, before they were in Nanda Gokul in Brihadvan, Nanda Maharaj, and before Krishna's birth, because Krishna was born in Gokul, I mean our Krishna, there's two Krishnas, Yashoda Nandan and Devaki Nandan. So Nanda Maharaj is living in Nandagram, and as Keshi was coming from Mathura and eating all the cows, eating all the people, and Upananda, his elder brother, said, "This is not a good place here. This Keshi demon is harassing us." Of course, this is not told in Bhagavad Puran, but in other Purans. So they all packed up and moved to Gokul, but everything was there still, Anandagam. This is some history Hari Vamsa Puran is telling, and also Garga Samhita. So that concludes our discussion about the appearance of Radhakund. Radha Rani ki jai, Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki jai, Ananda Kanda Bhagavan ki jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Shalom.